Tijuana River cleanup gains ground as housing pressures reshape neighborhoods. Two funding developments represent meaningful movement on the Tijuana River, one of the region's most persistent environmental and public health crises. The developments follow an EPA-Mexico agreement signed earlier this summer committing to divert 10 million gallons of partially treated sewage per day, building a more substantive funding and authorization pipeline than the region has seen in years. Though the Tijuana River has been under water contact warnings at Imperial Beach for most of the past several years, with only the county reported a new $46 million state grant program directed at pollution control for the river, and the California Coastal Commission separately approved a project targeting harmful gas reduction near the Saturn Boulevard crossing. Brief windows of clearance. The county's revised budget stands at $9.16 billion. On the employment front, a free job fair is running Thursday, August 20th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel in Mission Valley at 7450 Hazard Center Drive, with no registration required. The broader county employment picture showed 13,400 jobs added year-over-year as of May 2026 data, with a 4.4% unemployment rate in June, though ServiceNow announced layoffs of 133 positions at its San Diego office by September 28, cuts concentrated at senior and director levels. Navajo Family Apartments in San Carlos, the 45-unit development with 8 units designated for residents with intellectual or developmental disabilities, represents a relatively rare intersection of income-based affordability and disability-specific design. A population advocates say is chronically underserved in affordable housing production. Students at Del Sur Elementary are facing displacement due to mold concerns at the school. The current plan calls for students to begin at Stone Ranch Elementary on Monday, August 24, remain through September 18, and return to Del Sur on September 21 if remediation stays on schedule. Mold remediation in a school building involves significant variables, extent of contamination, ventilation infrastructure, and whether the moisture source is fully addressed, making 4 weeks an optimistic timeline. Parents are advised to monitor the September 18th checkpoint rather than treat the September 21st return date as guaranteed.